Jetport Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Thursday morning. 251-343-0106. You're patiently awaiting the arrival of the Lieutenant Governor. As you guys might imagine, it has a security detail or whatever, and you know, getting from point A to point B can take a little time. But his entourage, at least part of it, is here. That's coming up here shortly. 251-343-0106. Lloyd, no, there's not a picture of Katie Britt in a bikini. You guys, no, don't no. That's not how we need to be picking our United States senators. Anyway, 251-343-0106. That is the text line if you want to weigh in on anything. We've been talking a lot about the Senate race. A couple of things. The story that won't go away. The whole Icky sister story. Josh Moon, our good friend, has another story up at Alabama Political Reporter. That one's not going away anytime soon. It just kind of comes and goes. But the polls are out there, and it just looks to me it's a play-in game between Mo Brooks and Mike Durant in that runoff. So we're keeping an eye on that. But I'm very pleased to bring on our next guest joining us now here in studio, if you want to call it that, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good. Good morning. Good to be with you. Just got finished touring Collins Aerospace down here, and impressive what they're doing for the aerospace industry, building you know, basically the component that goes over the engines for Boeing and Airbus. And, man, I tell you what, it's exciting. They're getting ready to expand and double capacity over the next few years, so it's going to be good.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. You know, a lot of things going on. I wanted to get your reaction to the announcement earlier this week with the aluminum facility up in North Baldwin County. So things are starting to These seem like they're starting to pay off for this part of the state.
Yeah, no doubt. I think when you look at Baldwin County, Mobile County, the growth that's happening here, I mean, first let's talk about this. Baldwin County is fastest growing county in our state. And so, you know, as a statewide elected official, I want people to know I'm thankful for Baldwin County and appreciate what they do. I think when you look at, you know, just the company I left, right, Collins, right? They're one of the guys there, they're owned by Raytheon's, their parent company. And, you know, when I left, he's like, hey, I want to get you in front of our you know, senior executives. You know, I think there's more stuff we could do here. And, you know, the success story is this. Companies that are in Alabama, but specifically let's talk about Baldwin County right now, you know, right up in Foley, he said, you know, the workforce is great. The people that work there, I mean, it's generational type stuff where kids are working there from parents. And so, and they're being successful and profitable. And I think when you look at what Baldwin County's doing with the new workforce center here, and kind of being a visionary leader in the state on that, that's going to be huge. And obviously, I mean, there's not a prettier place in the world than the beaches here in Baldwin County. You know, you've got obviously Mobile Bay, too. I mean, that's beautiful. But you look at just the beaches, the quality of life, you know, what a great place to continue. I mean, I think this area is going to continue to explode. And so
I agree. I mean, that's why I moved here. You know, it's got you're still in Alabama, but it's got a lot of things that you can't get in the rest of the state. And you know, it's just I think we still got a little catching up to do. Growing pains, infrastructure, not just roads and bridges, but you know, water, sewer, et cetera, and just to kind of make sure that we're getting to where we need to be in Baldwin County. But it sometimes is overshadowed by what's going on in Huntsville, what's going on in Birmingham, but it does deserve its share of attention.
Oh, no doubt. And it certainly deserves its fair share of revenue. When you look at, you know, the coast down here, I mean, they send a ton of revenue to the state, and certainly we got to make sure we, you know, you mentioned stay ahead of the curve, right, from infrastructure, from sewer, from water. We're trying to do that with some of the federal money we've got, make sure that it's one-time investments, and especially areas that are growing fast, because I just don't think it's going to slow down here. And I think the economy's good. I think people are going to continue want to move here. I think more businesses are going to locate here. Y'all got really good schools here. And so, you know, you've got a lot going for you. And I think, to your point, it's quality of life, right? I mean,
right.
You know, you could live wherever you wanted, but you chose to live down here. I mean, Fairhope's great, right? I mean, beautiful town. You got the bay, you got great food. And
all the great restaurants,
Yeah, so.
Well, something else, and this is probably applicable to the entire state, but just the strides the state has made in workforce development, it's a much different offering than when I was that age looking around. Everybody went to college, right? Now you do have options. We do teach these skills that aren't necessarily higher education, but that was always kind of lacking in the state, and now we're finally catching up.
Yeah, I mean, and I think reality is, industry demanded it, right? And I think for so long, think back to, the question was, how are you doing your ACT? Where are you going to college?
Right.
Not what do you want to do with your life? So I think we're asking the wrong questions. And so what we're trying to do now is, look, there's plenty of people are going to college, but reality is, and I mean, what I've seen touring and talking to people all over the state is, I mean, people can make a great living learning a trade or a skill set, or just actually, how about this, knowing how to work and actually getting after it and having grit and showing up and outworking people. And so, I've been encouraged by, some of the things we've done, right? We put money into career coaches, right? And to try to, help career coaches sit down with people, help them get internships, help them get apprenticeships, help them get a job in a field they're interested in, help them get dual enrollment classes where they can, while they're in high school, they can get trained to be a welder, right? With a community college. We're putting money back into CTE for K-12. What does that mean for people listening out there? That means that we're going to get career tech back in high schools that you can learn to, I built a tree stand in high school. I learned to build a shooting house.
Right.
I learned to weld, right? Those are things that we need. And I mean, we've got a construction company up in Gunnersville, a real estate company, and it's tough to find people that want to work in those trades. Down here, y'all's, all kind of industries are booming. And so we've got to make sure we're getting people trained. And the other thing that's interesting is you look at the whole workforce front and you look at some of the data on this is that technology is going to displace a lot of jobs over the next 10 years, right? I think so. How do we as a state make sure that our kids and student understand technology and STEM related stuff where they can compete. And I think, that's something that we're putting an emphasis on as well.
Yeah. And it's probably, you would know better than anybody, but the complaints I hear when I talk about this stuff, it is, well, they just don't have a workforce. Why don't we have these big manufacturing facilities in the Black Belt where they really need it? Why are the rich getting richer in North Alabama with Toyota, Mazda? And you hear that. You probably hear that complaint all the time from all these places, but it's because they did the homework. They laid the groundwork to have that workforce there and ready to go. And it's just a matter of having people that are able to work, that can pass a drug test, and have the skills that they need to build whatever it is they want to build.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And I think, talking about Baldwin County again, there's talk about potentially, having some type of housing down here where, that way you got a lot of seasonal workers that come in. You got a lot of college kids that come in here and work. Pretty expensive to live down here. And so, I think it's a pretty innovative solution on, can we have a housing situation that would kind of be for workers, just like Disney World does, something like that, right? Where you, cause I mean, it's a, tourism's going to continue to boom here. I mean, it's not going to slow down. And then I think when you look at that and the fact that people are moving here, that's good. That's what we want. But it also creates a huge issue on the housing front. We don't want our condos down on the beach having to house, and some of them having to do this to a degree, having to house some of their workers. We need to make sure. So I think that's something that, they're looking at some different solutions that'll be good. But at the end of the day, I mean, right now, the economy and America, in particular Alabama, let's just narrow it down even more, Baldwin County, like, it's the ultimate American dream. You can achieve what you want right now. Now, look, is Biden screwing up things through inflation and letting all these people come in through the border? No doubt, right? But despite that, and despite gas prices that are killing us because of his drilling policies, I mean, my gosh, I mean, right now the economy's on fire, and Alabama's doing well.
Let's talk about Biden screwing stuff up. Election's coming up here soon. I think the public's got to get a chance to at least cast a protest vote. But do you feel pretty good about Republicans in this election cycle? I know you probably stayed away from the endorsement game or any of that, but other than Governor Ivey. But do you feel pretty good about where we are from top to the bottom of the ballot?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at right now in Alabama, Republicans are going to continue to gain seats, keep supermajority, continue to control all the constitutional office, continue to have control of the courts. Here's why. People cannot relate to the Democrat Party. it is nuts what they believe, and you know how they continued to go to the left and left and left. And I really believe this. Certainly, America is a center-right country.
Right.
Alabama is definitely a middle to, you know, probably even you could argue maybe more to the middle. I mean, but they're strong conservatives in Alabama, and so people want to elect conservatives. They want to elect, you know, people that want smaller government. They want to elect people that understand that, and so. You know, I think Republicans will do well. I'll say this. I mean, I think a lot of the people that are running for re-election are going to do well. I think when you look at it, I mean, I think Alabama's economy is doing well. You know, you look at we're improving a lot of areas in our state. There's a lot of companies that want to move here. I saw the other day we were in, you know, top 10 for people moving inbound versus outbound. And so, you know, there's a lot of things going right in Alabama. Certainly want to tip my hat to Governor Ivey for her leadership on that. And, you know, she's done a good job.
Well, I think that's why I think this is important, and it kind of bounced this idea off of you. So I do national politics, too. I'm an editor at Breitbart.
Right.
But people ask, like, well, you know, tell us why Alabama matters. Why? And I think as Republicans in Alabama kind of lead the tempo, lead the way for the national party, that as conservative as we need to be as Republicans in Alabama, then these other states, maybe they're not quite as conservative, but they're getting there. You know, that Alabama needs to be kind of out front on a lot of things. And that's why I say, so this is why we need to be paying attention to the Senate race or the governor's race or whatever it may be.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think we certainly set the tone for a lot of other states. And I think leadership matters. Who you have and elected officials in the state matter because, to your point, I mean, guess what other states do? They look at what states are doing.
Right.
And so, I mean, people are trying to copy our economic development incentives. They're trying to copy and be more competitive on taxes because we're killing them. I mean, you know why aerospace companies are moving to Alabama for Colorado and California? Because they can't, I mean, it's a lot more profitable here. And so if you've got a business, what's the purpose of the business? To make a profit.
Right.
Right. And so if you can keep more money in your pocket, why would you not move here? And then, you know, people, I mean, let's talk about freedom, right? I mean, people, I've talked to so many people that have left their state because, you know, there's still all this crazy stuff with, like, you know, maybe not now, but even a few months ago with masks or vaccination mandates. And, you know, let people decide what they want to do. It's their life and live their life. So I think Democrats have it wrong. They're going to get shellacked this election cycle across the board. I mean, I really believe we'll take back the House in a big way. I think we'll take back the Senate. And, I mean, President Biden and his allies, I mean, they've destroyed, you know, people aren't good with what they're doing. And, I mean, so I think that's a good thing for Republicans because now – but then when Republicans get in, we got to do something.
Right. Yeah, you got to do something.
Yeah, I mean, and so it's time to, like, hey, you know, what are you going to do and what are you going to get accomplished? And I want to say this, you know, thankful for, you know, Senator Tuberville up there. I mean, he's fighting hard. I mean, right now we've been working with him on Space Command, right, to make sure that Space Command is in Alabama and that, guess what, we got it on merit. You know, not on politics, but, I mean, politics are certainly involved, and so we're working hard on that. And, you know, I feel good about, you know, where Alabama's going from an aerospace and defense standpoint.
Let's tackle this real quick. The Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade, looking like it's going to be overturned at some point. Alabama has the, I think, on the books, even though it's, you know, under an injunction, toughest abortion law in the land. It's just a reaction to the Supreme Court and kind of where you think Alabama is in this whole equation.
Yeah, I mean, so I think, you know, abortion's wrong. I think it's murder. I think, obviously, you know, it's a baby. I think technology proves that now. I mean, you know, we've had three kids. You go and see the, you know, go to the sonogram, and it's, you know, you see a heartbeat. You see their toes and feet. So, you know, as far as Alabama having strongest abortion law, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I'm not familiar with what all those states have done. Very familiar. I mean,
you had a front row seat for that.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, I helped gavel it through, right? I mean, that was controversial. I think I had every liberal in the state wanting to burn me to the ground. But, you know, it was the right bill. I think it was the right thing to do. And my goal would be to eliminate abortions from Alabama. And so, you know, hopefully Roe v. Wade gets overturned, and then that's something that never happens again in our state. And
but you're good with the law as it's currently written.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, I mean, you know, I think if I was going to pass my preference on a law, would just be ban it outright, right? I mean, period. And so, but, yeah, and I'm fine with the law we passed. And
And I mean, there's discussion about going back and adding some exceptions, but as far as I can tell, just kind of informally polling some of the members, that they're just not interested in that. And
yeah.
This looks like this 2019 law is going to be the law.
Yeah, I mean, look, I understand, you know, people's opinion, but at the end of the day, I think that you got to get down to, is it a life or is it not, right? In my opinion, is it is.
And that gets back to this, the whole discussion we had about Alabama kind of leading the way for Republicans around the country, that we are the vanguard, if you will, on maybe this policy as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think I'm certainly going to hold the line, so.
We're keeping on. Let's get a quick break in here, and we got him for just a few more minutes, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. 251-343-0106 if you want to hit us up on the text line and respond to anything we are talking about. So stick around. This is the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5.
And when I reach the other side, rest my spirit if I can.
Folks said that I would change my mind, I'd straighten up and do just fine. Ah, but I still love rock and roll. I keep on rolling with the flow.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poore Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. Coming up in about 45 minutes or so, Secretary of State John Merrill, we will get into the nuance of elections and election machines, so you'll want to make sure you stay tuned for that. 251-343-0106. Still with us here for just a few more minutes before we got to let him go, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. We're speaking to the Eastern Shore Republican women today. Give us kind of a preview of what you, some of what you're going to tell these ladies today.
Yeah, I think first we'll highlight just the disaster Biden's been. We'll talk about just his policies, how he's, you know, destroying America. Talk about, you know, what Republicans are doing. Talk about the difference, you know, between President Trump and that. There's a lot. You know, just look at energy independence, right? And the fact that I think I saw something that Biden shut off more. I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but I'm pretty sure I saw that this morning, that he shut off more drilling areas in Alaska and the Gulf.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, like, so we're just, you know, basically just going to surrender to other countries, which means I filled up my diesel truck the other day. I think it was $150. You know, because diesel's over $5. It's just crazy. So
it seems like the disconnect is this, that people just don't realize in a state like Alabama, you got to drive to get places. We don't have a subway system. We don't have really good public transportation. But this environmental left is wedded to that philosophy that, well, why not? But you can't get there overnight, and it really puts us in a tough place.
Yeah, no doubt. And I just wonder, like, who in the world is advising him? You know, you think about, you know, Democrats that were successful before, even Clinton said it was about the economy. Like, wake up. You know, he's destroying America with his policies. And, you know, we're going to need fossil fuels. That's not going away. Okay, yeah, not everybody's not just going to flip a switch and go to an electric car. I mean, that's not happening. So, anyway, I think that, I mean, we're going to talk about things that are going well in our state. We're going to talk about our military package of bills and how, you know, we're the most veteran military-friendly state in the country. We're going to talk about aerospace, how we continue to dominate. We're going to talk about cybersecurity. That's something new we're doing. We're getting ready to plant a flag in Alabama on cybersecurity, where not only are we known for aerospace, not only are we known for defense, but also cybersecurity. That's something you're going to continue to hear a lot about, that I want to be a leader in the U.S. in that world. And so we're looking to establish a national cybersecurity center of excellence, having different programs in high school, kind of like ROTC for cyber, where they can learn to do that. But at the end of the day, you look at what's going on with Russia and China. If they want to hack into our businesses and try to destroy America, we got to have people that are some of the brightest minds defending us on the cyber front. And so that's something I think Alabama can continue to lead, and as part of a smart economy, be a leader in the U.S.
Yeah, because you don't hear states that focus on this. It's just, you find these things that are, we know that are going to be needed later on, but this is a place where Alabama can really excel, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've already got, you know, a lot of expertise and known for, you know, being aerospace capital of the world. I think defense is amazing. I mean, you know, you look at the Havilland missiles, I think that's the right correct name, you know, that we sent over to Ukraine. That's built here, right? I mean, so when you look at the research that's done here, the products that are built here, it's impressive. You know, we're talking about Small Business Commission, I'm chair of, and how we, you know, had a bunch of cuts and, you know, basically talk about how Alabama's economy is on fire and rolling and, you know, look forward to, and it's because of Republican policies.
Senate Governor Will Ainsworth, Governor, thanks for making time for us. We'll talk again soon.
Always, Jeff. Appreciate your friendship.
All right, let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.